Hello, we are back.
We are
two girls
and a baby
with your hosts
Megan
and Jade
and Enzo.
Yeah,
I'm giving Enzo's introduction because he's sitting on my lap today.
We've never done it that way before.
No, we
I've never said with your hosts.
No,
but that's okay.
Switch things up a little.
Absolutely, for episode 18.
Episode 18.
Here we are.
Here we are, and.
Life lesson.
Life lesson. Sorry.
It's been a long weekend.
It has been a long weekend. Sure. Electric Picnic was on. I genuinely feel like I've been away for like a month, like, but not in a bad way, like in the best way possible. And my voice is half gone. So please bear with me. Yeah, on that. But can I just, before we get into our life lessons, Jade, I came home from Electric Picnic yesterday. I got home at 1 o'clock.
In the day?
Yeah, in the day. I got up, I got a shower, did a face mask, cleaned my bed sheets, changed my sheets. Emptied all my bags, did a full room clean, not like a full room clean, like hoovering, like polishing everything.
That's so unlike you, but go you.
Oh, God bless you.
Go you.
God bless you.
Productive after a festival. That's mental.
Who is she? I don't even know who she is anymore.
You're grown up, Megan. Yeah. Big girl, Megan.
Not even an ounce of a hangover all weekend.
Deadly.
Yeah.
Unreal.
I know.
Can't complain about that whatsoever.
No, I did it. I did a good weekend now. But
did you have a good time?
I had a great time. And Ray is just phenomenal. She was the person who I was most excited to see all weekend, and she exceeded all expectations. I genuinely, yeah, I have no words.
That's so okay.
Yeah, and
sounds
I didn't
unreal.
Didn't take much videos of her because I was just enjoying it. We were up the front. It was deadly.
That is unreal. I have to say I had no EP FOMO whatsoever.
Yeah.
Zero.
None at all.
No, zero.
Not even when it was a nice weekend, there was no rain.
Nah, I had a fab weekend.
Oh, you did? Sure, it was Reese's birthday.
It was. We had a lovely time. We had a little day out on Friday and stayed in a hotel. But on the way home on Saturday, I was like, do you know what? I'm just so glad we're not at Electric Picnic.
Yeah.
Couldn't be me now.
No, do you know what? I thought I'd hate it more than I did. I hated it after night one.
Okay.
I was very, very overwhelmed by the crowds and stuff. And I was like, that's it. I'm going home tomorrow. I was like, I'm not. Then I was like, no, I need to stay to see Ray. So I was like, what am I going to do? And I woke up on Saturday being like, okay, it was a little bit dramatic, but I didn't like the amount of people. There was a lot.
Yeah, and everyone's, like from the photos I saw, everyone's tents are very close together.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Very close together. But we were lucky. We had a little area reserved. What's wrong? We had a little area reserved in the middle of our tents, like with little picnic blankets, so nobody could put a tent in there. So we were actually fine.
Clever.
Yeah.
That was very, very clever.
That was my idea.
Go
Honestly,
you.
Even though I've never festivaled before, I'm really good at it.
Yeah, you seem to be.
Okay, right now. I don't know what he wants.
Me neither, to be honest. Doesn't want to drink. Doesn't want his dodie. Doesn't want to be in his buggy.
What do you want, baby?
Doesn't want to be off. Doesn't want to be down.
He's just standing. I'll just babble him.
I think it's the full moon.
Oh, yeah, the full moon.
Because he did not nap once yesterday.
Okay.
Not sleeping.
And the moon does have that effect on us, but the moon was unreal.
It was gorgeous.
It was deadly. I went for a little full moon swim at like 10:30 last night.
You're so dead right. I'm so jealous.
It was really nice now.
It sounds gorgeous.
That was a coffee boy's suggestion.
How romantic.
We had a great little time. But anyways, let's get into our life lesson.
Yeah,
Ramble.
Do you have one? Do you want to go first?
I do have one, right? And it's kind of short and simple. And it's something that, like, you know, I've heard. It reminds me of Darren Gary.
Okay.
Because she said this is advice that her dad gave to her before. But I just, after the weekend, being at EP, like, you know, everyone's getting dressed up and doing their own thing. Like, no one actually gives a fuck.
Nah.
No one gives a fuck about you, only you. Do you know what I mean? In
I
the
do.
Nicest way possible.
No one cares about you.
Everybody is so worried about like what everybody, like, you know what, you're only worried about yourself and what you're wearing and how you look and whatever.
Yeah.
No one, like there's 75,000 people at Electric Picnic, right? That isn't even like, you know, a penny in the whole world of how many people there is out there. No one actually cares.
No one's looking at you dancing. No one's looking at your outfit.
Nope. And like that, like I had like, you know, outfits or whatever for the weekend, but like I just was like, comfort is key. And I did go quite comfy, but still not.
Yeah, I really liked your day two outfit.
Which one was that?
I think you wore my top.
Oh, yes, I wore your top with my pink shorts.
You looked deadly every day, though.
I had two different tops that I wore yours. I went home for an outfit change, back to our tent campsite because my shorts were annoying me.
Okay.
But like, yes, as much as I like fashion, at the end of the day, no one actually cares.
No, they don't.
And like that just, it doesn't even like, it's past fashion, it's everything. Like no one actually cares only you. Mm-hmm. And like, you think about the person, if you're walking down the road and there's another person on the other side of the road, they're not looking at you caring about you. They're caring about themselves and how they are looking. Do you know what I mean? So if we all just stop caring in a good way, obviously care when you need to care, but like, yeah, just nobody actually gives a fuck. That's it. Like,
so fair.
I hope that makes sense.
No, that makes complete sense.
Yeah.
Will I tell you mine now?
Yeah, go on.
So do you know what the 6 degrees of separation are? So like, if I'm here, someone's 6 people away from me is 6 degrees of separation, if that makes sense. So in my book, Blue Mind, the one that the woman told us to read, I'm loving it, first of all. But I'm learning so much, but I decided this would be my life lesson. Basically, if you are a happy person, that happiness travels 3 degrees of separation.
Okay.
So if I'm happy, someone, one of your friends that I don't know will benefit from my happiness. Because they're like 3 people
you
away
give
from
me your happiness and then I'll give them my the happiness and it passes on.
Yeah. It's quite sweet and simple, but I just thought it was really,
that
really nice.
That is so sweet and simple. I really like that.
Yeah. No, it's teaching me so many other things as well, but I was like, that one's just nice for the pod.
Yeah. No, so I love that.
Be happy and it'll travel to 2 people away from you.
Yeah. And that's so, you wouldn't think that you're going to have that effect on 3 people. You'd only think like, okay. Well, you wouldn't even think that you're going to have that effect at all. Like,
nah. And then I was thinking on the way down in the car, because I was like, I know this is going to be my life lesson.
Yeah.
I was like, I wonder how many degrees of separation, if you're a negative person, travels. I feel like probably further.
Yeah, because isn't it like for every 10 negative thoughts, for every 1 negative thought, you need 10 positive to get rid of the negative or something like that. I don't know if that's correct, but it's something like that.
Something along those lines. But yeah, I thought that was so fascinating. And I feel like a lot of my life lessons in the next few episodes will probably be from the book, because it's just so fascinating. But even though, like, I learned that from the book, but it's nothing to do with water and the ocean, you know?
Yeah.
So it's still a life lesson.
It's still a life lesson. That's so interesting. I really like that
one. Yeah, I really, really enjoyed it.
Right.
It's really super. Yeah. Anyway.
Anyway.
Into the real pod.
We decided we're going to take her easy today because...
Long weekend.
Long weekend. I've been away all week and we didn't have time to sit down and like plan a pod. So we've brought our...
Question cards.
And they're the friends ones. Not the conversation cards. They're Jade's question cards.
Friends, time together. Cozy conversation in pleasant company.
Okay, so we are going to randomly pick one card from the box and... Yeah, answer the question that arises.
Okay. Will I just go for the first one?
Yeah,
it fell out, but like... So there's 3 questions on it. Are we going to do all 3? Some of them are short and sweet. Some of them are not. Like, this first one is short. So question 1 is, have you ever woke up in the morning with no idea how you got there?
Yeah.
Do share.
Unfortunately, I have. Oh... Do I really need to share?
I don't know. Is there more than one time or just one in particular?
No, there's one time in particular, and it's after my graduation night. And I just woke up and I was like, where am I? How did I get here? But yeah, I won't get into the details of that. But then the other night, even when I was falling asleep in the tent, and I was like, you know, when you're like half in a day's falling asleep.
Yeah.
And I woke up and I didn't know where I was. Now, I know I obviously was in my tent, but like, I was like, what is all that noise? Why is there people talking? Where am I? And then like, as I woke up, I was like, okay, I'm in the tent. But yeah, I won't go into the details of the other story.
That's okay.
What about you?
I think I'll have to say no. I feel like that's something that happens when you go asleep drunk, and I've never been drunk.
Yeah, yeah.
Not unfortunately, like I don't really mind, but... Bit of a shitty answer for
actually,
me.
Actually, do you know what? I do have a good story. It's a drunk one as well.
And
it was during COVID. And I had been out in my friend's house and it was her birthday. And we had to sit outside, social distance. And I don't know, I think we had like at least a bottle of wine each and we were drinking early in the day. I woke up, right? Bear in mind, I was gone for a few social drinks in my friend's house. Woke up the next day, had no idea how I got home, had no idea how I got into my bed. I was fully clothed, not even like with like... my duvet over me. I had like a light blanket over me. And I was like, how the hell did I manage to get so drunk at my friend's house? Just the two of us that I don't remember getting home. And then when I looked at my phone that day, I had a video of it, like when I arrived home and the dog is outside and I'm like so drunk with like this Northern Irish accent. Sometimes like my accent changes when I'm drunk. And I'm asking the dog, I'm like, yo, are you okay? And then I'm like, it's Poppy from the PhD. And then she doesn't look at me. And I was like, oh my God, you're so mad at me. Why are you mad at me? And then my parents told me I proceeded to bring the dog inside because she was an outside dog. RIP, she's passed away since.
Oh, sorry.
But I was trying to bring her inside, but she's always been an outside dog. And I was like, no, I want to bring her inside. Bringing her down to my bedroom like I was.
You're cracked.
Yeah, so yeah.
So you got home yourself?
Yeah, I got home. No, I didn't get, like, my friend's dad dropped me home.
Okay, okay,
like,
okay.
She lives, like, say, like, a 5-minute, 6-minute drive out the road. So, like, I would have had to get a lift home. I wouldn't have been able to walk. Well, I could have, but it would have took me a while.
Yeah, nah, not worth
it. So, yeah.
Fair.
There is an actual story.
That's a good one.
We can remove the other one.
COVID.
Yeah.
Right, next one.
Go on.
Have you ever been on stage in front of an audience?
Many times, yeah. Have you?
I have once.
Only once?
I don't know if it's only once, but there's only one time in particular that sticks out to me. So I don't know what age I was, but did you ever hear of the Dunbarody Festival?
Yes.
So I was at the Dunbarody Festival up the front for Jedward. Jedward were on stage and they were picking people to go up on stage and dance.
No way.
And I got to go up on the stage and dance. Now, they did actually pick my friend, but I elbowed her out of the way because I wanted to go up.
Well, you did love Jedward.
I did. So I went up on the stage to dance, did not dance. I chased Edward around the stage trying to get a hug off him, just ran after him. All the other children dancing. So that was my time on stage in front of an audience making an absolute joke of myself.
How do I not know this story?
I don't really tend to tell people.
That is actually brilliant.
But true, it was Jedward time, so I must have been, what, like 8 or 9?
And you're obsessed.
Oh, I did sleep on the street with my mum to see Jedward. And my friend Anne.
Yeah.
And Anne's mum.
Yeah.
And I believe
myself. Absolutely
my
cracked.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, I got to meet them and I went on stage with them. But other than that, now I don't know if I was ever on stage. I didn't go to my college graduation, so I would have been on stage then. But
did you not do any like shows in school?
Oh yeah, I did. Yeah. We used to do this thing called Funky Kids and they did like Christmas or Halloween shows, but
that was it.
Yeah,
I've been on stage so many times.
Yeah, little MC.
But like, even like, so yeah, I've MC'd like huge events like the Shine Festival and then like, you know, Christmas party things. But like, growing up, I did stage school.
Okay.
So we would have had shows every second year. So yeah. I was on stage all the time for that. And then we had like a youth club and we had shows for that. And what else would I have been on stage for? Ooh, I organised a fashion show with one of my friends when we were in TY. So I was MCing that. But I'm going to talk about like a bad memory of being on stage.
Okay.
Which I have since gotten over. Was the time that it was the community games and it was like the singing competition and I wasn't going to sing. And then everyone was like, go, go, go for it. And I was like, do you know what? Okay, going to go for it. Went up on stage to sing.
What age were you here?
I'm not sure. I'm going to say like maybe 11 or 12.
Okay.
And getting up to sing Valerie by Amy Winehouse. And I forgot the lyrics on stage.
Oh, no, bless you.
Honestly, yeah, it was awful. And yeah, so that wasn't fun, but I have since like healed that wound because I've got up and I've sang it
in Barcelona.
Karaoke. No, in I did sing it in Barcelona.
Yeah,
as well.
I do remember you singing it.
I sang it in Vancouver. I sang it at my friend's going away party. She was going to Australia, and I was like, I'm getting over this fear or this like PT. I don't know what you'd call
childhood
it.
Trauma.
Exactly. So I've healed.
Good.
But yeah, I love being on the stage.
Do ya?
Yeah.
Oh, I think I'd lose my life.
Yeah, which is wild because everyone always says, you know, even when I was doing the MC and stuff, and I'd be like, oh, I'd never be able to do that, right? But I just don't think about it. It's not ever been a thing where I was like, God, nervous. I wouldn't be able to do that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So it's just, yeah.
I feel like I'm confident. So I feel like if you're confident, you should be able to do it. But like, I think, I don't know. I just think people would be looking at me thinking, Jesus, she's some dope. Like,
nah, they don't.
I know.
But yeah, I just assumed everybody would be okay with getting up on a stage.
Nah. I wouldn't be able to do it like you do, like on my own and MC an event.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah, I just don't think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do get nervous. But then like I always remind myself that like I've done this so many times before, so you're going to be fine.
And also everyone looks at you thinking you're deadly, not a dope.
No, exactly. Everyone thinks that you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Therefore, no one's actually questioning it. And a lot of the time people are under the influence of alcohol, say if I'm doing Christmas party night, so they just think I'm great.
Yeah. Well, you are. I was at your Christmas party one. No, it wasn't a Christmas party.
Oh,
one.
You were at the night I emceed for John Lennon. That was gorgeous night. Also, I forgot about that.
That was, and you were unreal.
Ah, thank you so much.
No, you were. I felt like a little proud mom sitting on the side of the stage.
Bless.
That's the day we realised I needed to do a pregnancy test.
It is, actually, because you were running out of the bathroom vomiting.
All night long.
And I was like, Jade, I was like, I think you need to do a pregnancy test. And this is coming up on a year soon.
No, it was a year on Friday. No, it was a year since conception on Friday.
A year since baby was conceived.
Happy 1 year.
Happy 1 year since you won the race.
Gross.
I know, I kind of take it back.
I know. He's a little winner. But yeah, probably is coming up on 1 year since that night, because I'm pretty sure I found out I was pregnant at like, what, 5 or 6 weeks pregnant?
Yeah, and I feel like it was on the 10th of September.
Okay.
I don't know either. I think that day is just clicking and hitting me in my head, but that's wild.
That is. I just remember vomiting, like even driving home in the car, I had to pull over to get sick, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, you did. And it was that night when I was like, yeah, no, I think you're pregnant.
Yeah, this isn't right, but sure.
And then a few days later, oh, a bing, bang, boom. You turned up positive on a pregnancy test.
Yeah, a little, yeah. And here you are now, which is kind of wild.
You know, it is all, it's all crazy.
It's so weird.
It's so weird. I still don't believe you have a baby.
Here he is.
I still don't believe you're a mother.
Just a little hallucination. But no, yeah.
Right, go on. Yeah, what's the next question?
Okay, who is your favourite person to follow on social media?
Oh, this is a tough one. Ish.
I think I have mine.
Yeah, go on then.
I'm not into influencers and celebrities at all, but I adore Molly May. I adore her. I watch every single one of her YouTubes. I love her Instagram stories. They're just so like, I know this is a funny word to use to describe her, but like clean.
No, she does have a clean girl.
Ew, that stinks.
Big farter. What's wrong with you?
Did you smell?
No, I can't smell it.
He's an animal. Yeah, like, I don't know. Like, everything is just always so, like, immaculate.
It's a nice aesthetic.
Yeah, yeah. Like, even her bath when she's in the bath, or her kitchen, or her cats. And I don't know. I just really, really like her.
But no, aren't you just devastated?
I actually feel I could cry.
Like, this, it's going to be a week since the announcement was made. I genuinely, when I seen it, I text you immediately. Because I was there. I can't remember where. Oh, I was with my family. And I was just heartbroken.
I saw the text and I was like, nah. I was like, I refuse to believe this. And then I instantly checked her Instagram story and then I saw it and then I replied. Because I was like, she can't.
I actually can't believe it.
No, I'm devastated. And I don't know if I believe that he cheated on her.
I do believe that.
Do ya?
Yeah. Because...
Why would you
I don't
do that,
know.
Though?
There's loads of, like, obviously they're all rumors and stuff, but there's loads of people saying it everywhere. But then again, are people just saying it for the sake of saying it? You know,
I do believe Tommy was in the wrong, but I feel like girls will always think the boy was in the wrong, but I just don't think that Molly will have done anything to cause
No, I don't think so. And the way in which she phrased her statement, and she's like, especially not like this or something.
She did say, especially not this way. And I think I took that to mean that she probably thought the only way that they would not be together is if one of them died.
Oh, I didn't take it that way at all.
Okay.
I took it like that something bad has happened and this is not how she thought they'd be making the announcement if they were ever breaking up. Like,
okay.
That's especially not the way that she thought that this would happen, if it was ever going to happen.
Yeah.
Do you get me?
Yeah, I just don't like that though.
No, me neither. I'd love to give her a big hug.
Me too.
We love you, Molly.
Do you know my friend? I don't know if I knew you at the time, but I met this boy in McDonald's that I'd be really good friends with, and he moved to Seville and I went to Seville.
Oh yes, you've been telling me about him.
Yeah, I went to visit him in Seville, and I don't know if it was a little while before or a little while after, like he was living in Seville for a year and he met Molly May. I was fuming because I love her.
You could have been there. And you could have been there. My friend Quiva has met Molly May in the airport.
I swear.
Yeah, and got a selfie with her.
And is she nice? Like,
I actually don't know. I'd assume so.
I think so too. But yeah, I love Molly May. I love all... Speaking of her though, I was going to say I watch all her YouTubes. But in her last YouTube, her and Tommy were arguing.
Oh, were they?
Yeah, they were. Not arguing, but you can just tell she's absolutely fed up with him. Like, she's just... She kind of snaps at him in it. And I feel like from looking at it, you'd think they're probably both just in a bad mood. But like, upon reflection of what we currently know now,
yeah,
she was just at breaking point.
Yeah, at the wit's end with him.
Yeah.
And then you see things like I saw online that... you know, one of the reasons is because he's always away, like, travelling, and that she has to raise the baby on her own.
Yeah.
But, like, that's also something that she probably knew she was getting herself into.
Yeah.
Not to say that's not okay, but, like...
And also, she's not as much as him, but she's also away quite a
lot. Yeah, they have, like, quite busy lifestyles.
Yeah.
So I don't believe that one to be true. But who knows what the actual truth is. And I just send her all my love as if she's going to hear this.
Molly May listens to the pod.
Yeah. Of course Molly May listens to the pod. Who are we tricking?
But yeah, I think I have to say her. I love everything about her. I love her style. I love everything. I just think she's deadly. Anyhow.
There's no one person that I can think of right now.
That's okay.
There's no one that, like, I follow religiously and follow their YouTubes, follow their TikToks, watch their stories every day. I kind of just, like, glance at people, like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, like, I actually just can't think. I do love Roz Purcell.
Okay.
And I do love Emma Noodle because I love Emma Noodle's style. She's unreal.
I love that
name. I don't ever buy anything like the clothes she wears because they're very, like, I'm not very an adult. I don't have a very adult style.
Okay.
Emma Noodle, I think you'd like her.
Emma Noodle, I love that name. Yeah, yeah. Is that her real name, Noodle?
No, I don't believe so.
Okay.
But her name on Instagram is Emma Noodle. I don't know her real second name.
That's so funny. Do you know who else I love? I never knew this was her name, but I watched her on Too Hot to Handle with you, Kayla and Seb.
Oh, yeah.
Kayla Rich.
Oh, now that has reminded me, someone I do like following is okay. Emily Faye Miller from Too Hot to Handle.
I think we spoke about her in the last episode.
You know, I just kind of, you know, just, I don't...
Religiously follow
yeah,
her.
Yeah, but like, I do enjoy her.
Yeah. I'd be the same. Like, I wouldn't be, like, searching Molly May every day just to see her stories, but I do get excited when I see she has a YouTube video.
You're like, yay. Or I like Sinead Hegarty too.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, just a few.
Yeah, there's a few good people.
There's a few good peeps up in
and
there.
Then obviously my friends.
Yeah. Definitely, like, yeah, you just fill. I see, because the thing was, like, you need to, like, fill your news feed with people, like, that represent you, and that, like, you're not comparing yourself to them, you know. So I think that's why I don't really follow many more other social media people, because I'm just like,
nah,
I don't live a similar life to you, so I'll actually only get jealous and feel sad about myself.
Completely fair. I only, well, like, I know I did it. I've done it a few times, but only last week I did another social media cleanse. I was like, who do I act like? Why am I actually following you? I don't actually watch your stories.
Yeah.
I'm just following you because I think I'm going to watch them, but I actually don't.
No.
So I just unfollowed a load of people again.
Get rid.
It's much better.
No, it is.
But yeah, that's that.
That's that now.
Okay, we're done.
Okay, well, I think, as we said, it's going to be a shorter episode. Did we say that?
I don't know.
I think I said we're taking it easy.
Yeah.
And also taking it easy means we're bringing you a shorter episode this week. And we are very aware that this Saturday should be the day that we host our swim social. But there's a lot of background work and a lot of changes happening in work. Oh, Enzo.
Bless him, he must have a pain.
Yeah, I'd say so. That's why he's wriggle.
Yeah, there is. There's a lot of changes going on. I think we can probably say what's going on.
So basically, we were taken over by a new company and we just needed to send off all the same details that we had sent off to our current company, our old company that owned Beat. But now, because the new company is in, there's a lot of changes.
So our old owners approved it, but our new owners just haven't replied yet in terms of approving it, because obviously, as much as we're so excited to do it, it's probably not the top of their priority list in this big change.
It's not, because if you were in the office right now, it's like a construction site. They're changing all the offices and, like, they only took over on the 1st of August. So, yeah. But look,
it's going to happen. It's just only, not currently.
Yeah, it's being postponed is the word we're going with, because we're going to rearrange and hopefully have a date in September. I know the weather might not be as nice, but sure, look, what am I on about? The weather hasn't even been great here anyways.
No, and we're not made of paper.
No, we're not made of paper, so we will thrive by the sea, drinking coffees and chilling.
Yeah,
so
I'm
that's
excited.
Just our swim update. But what's our Enzo update?
Our Enzo update is that he's now 3 months old.
No way.
Which is insane.
And the size of him.
I know. I just can't believe I have a 3 month old baby. Like, when we were saying it, me and Reese, I was like, it doesn't feel like 3 months ago I was pregnant.
No.
Doesn't it not?
No.
It feels like freaking ages ago.
Yeah, I feel like, yeah, I just don't even feel like you were pregnant. I feel like Enzo's always been here.
Yeah, it's so weird. But literally obviously 3 months and a week ago, he was in my belly, which is just insane. Another one is he's fully trying to sit up.
Yeah, oh, literally, like,
the strength of him. It's insane. Like, he'll be lying down and his neck, his head and his shoulders will come off whatever he's lying on.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's normal for this age. I personally think he's very advanced. I don't know if I'm biased.
Nah, I think he's advanced too.
It's crazy.
I feel like everybody else says it as well.
Yeah.
Like we don't have anything to compare to, but other mothers do.
Yeah, and everyone says he's like big and strong and stuff. So yeah, he's 3 months old, pulling himself up. And my auntie gave me a book yesterday because I'm going to start giving him food very soon. Well, not very soon, but like next month.
Oh my God, that's so exciting.
Since before he's even been born, I've been excited to give this child food. Yeah. I can't wait to feed him.
It's going to be so fun.
I know. And I'm pretty sure it was actually Killian who got me like little baby spoons.
Yeah, he did.
So I can't wait to give him little. Like, we only saw the baby spoons yesterday in the press and Reese was like, I just love them and I just can't wait to feed them.
So but he'll, yeah, be on, he'll be, can he, like, does it have to be certain foods?
I think I'm probably, yeah, like it can't be anything processed. So I'm going to go with like vegetables. I think the first, I can't wait to give him just peas. Do you know, like petit pois, the little mini ones?
Petit pois.
I can't wait. Yeah, petit pois. French. But yeah, I can't wait to give him those. Maybe a few potatoes, a bit of carrot.
Oh, he's going to have the best time.
I'm going to start with like foods that aren't sweet so that hopefully when he's older, he'll like vegetables rather than if I was to give him like a strawberry, he'll probably never eat broccoli. Do you get me?
Yeah, start his taste buds out like on the stuff. I don't really know much about vegetables because I don't really eat many.
See, I don't know if your mother gave you vegetables before fruits.
Come
nah,
on,
she probably
man,
did.
What did you do? Did you feed me fruits?
Nah, babies just, people just become fussy anyway. But yeah, other than that, I don't know if there's any more updates. I think he's just growing.
He is thriving, the size of him.
Oh, he is. I know it's far too early, but I'm like ingraining it in his brain. I'm like, say mama. Mama, because I want mama to be his first word.
If mama is not his first word, or even Megan, I don't mind if you could say Megan. No, you
Meg
refused.
Might be easier than Megan.
Meg.
Say Meg.
Say Meg.
But yeah, that's
and
all.
When do babies give a first word?
So my mom friend, her baby is 8 months and he only said it the other day.
Okay.
So like 7 or 8 months maybe?
Yeah, but Enzo's advanced, so maybe 6 months.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers, toes, legs crossed. But anyways. Yeah. That's it.
All. Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks for having us in your ears.
Yeah. Don't forget to
rate us.
Rate us, yeah. And we'll have all our socials in the show description, TikTok, Instagram, at Two Girls and a Baby Pod. And we will be back with you next week.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thanks. Love you. Bye.